Trump sends more agents to fight Tim Walz's fraud and migration machine in Minnesota. By Neil Monroe on January 11, 2026. President Trump's deputies are sending hundreds of additional agents to Minneapolis to shield the federal investigation into the Democrats' fraud and migration political machine in Minnesota. "We are going to keep doing our job," Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem told Fox News on Sunday, adding that "we surged resources to Minnesota because their corrupt elected officials at the city level and at the state level allowed fraud to happen, allowed crimes to happen. My personal motto, and the Treasury motto, is move deliberately and fix things," Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent told conservative activist Chris Rufo during a podcast on Saturday, adding, "You're not going to see headlines tomorrow. You're not going to see them next week, but in a month, or a quarter, once we get people in the bear trap, they're not getting out because we will have conclusive evidence to present. I think that they will have to make plea deals, to turn in higher-ups to help us map out how this happened. And again, we're going to take this Minnesota strategy, map to the other 49 states. This is an organized criminal enterprise, and we will get to the bottom of it," Bessent said on Sunday. Noem explained the origin of the Democrats' political machine in Minnesota. "It is ground zero for stealing taxpayer dollars and protecting criminals. We have had officers there for years. We've surged officers because we recognize and started to uncover the true corruption and theft that has happened. Billions and billions of dollars have been stolen from the American people, and these are dollars that were supposed to go to programs to help the most vulnerable, to help people who were disabled or had mental health challenges, or children that were autistic, or to help people transition into their own home and to get back up on their feet. They stole the money from those people and used it to enrich their lives. And many of the times we've dug into this, and it's enabled by immigration fraud within Somali clans. They came into this country lying on their identity documents, why they could come and why they were eligible to use our refugee programs. President Joe Biden facilitated this all. And as we uncover more of this criminal activity, we're going to continue to surge resources to make sure that this abuse of government funds and government immigration power no longer continues in Minnesota. Since the 1850s, immigrant groups have organized themselves to elect their own politicians, get jobs, boost their status, and amass wealth. In Boston, for example, Mayor James Curley ran the city to benefit immigrant Irish voters and his Irish political machine. His main target was the local Yankee and WASP gentry, but the struggle ended when Congress largely blocked migration in 1924. Noem also talked about the street protesters who are defending the Democrats' fraud and migration political machine. "Well, that's part of the investigation as well. There have been nonprofits which had money funneled into them to train individuals to go out here and to impede law enforcement operations. Train them how to go, distract them, assault them, and to do exactly what we've seen with these vehicle rammings. We've had over 100 of them in recent weeks. They've been trained to do that. They know they're training them to break the law, and the previous administrations allowed it to happen. When you see these protesters, someone is financing them," Bessent said, adding, "There are safe houses that when you see the 300 people with the same laser that they're using to blind DHS agents in courthouses in Portland, someone bought those lasers. What we do is follow the money, just like we followed it with the mafia, just like we follow it with the drug cartels, and we will find out who's done this. I announced today that we're going to put in effect a whistleblower program, and my sense is that the rats will turn on each other. That, as I believe you've reported, or someone talked about in the roundtable today, one of the Somali fraudsters, in Minnesota, tried to bribe a juror with $120,000. Many state managers and auditors say top Democrats, including Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, have suppressed their investigations of the fraud and blocked their ability to track the money. Top Democrats run the political machine," Noem argued. "Governor Walz's corruption has been exposed. It's been exposed for years. He's being held accountable to it. So, he's trying to divert the attention away from him and his failed leadership. We're going to continue to do our work and specifically focus on Minnesota. Mayor Frey and Governor Walz have been very clear that they're going to continue to put criminals and corrupt illegal aliens above the people that live in that city and in that state. They've said they're not going to help us, so we'll make sure that we protect our officers. But we also follow through on making sure these criminals are brought to justice. It is really, really horrific that we have elected officials that are using this as an opportunity to divide, using this to promote an agenda that fundamentally takes away our freedoms and our liberties in this country. Noam also claimed the high ground is Waltz's street allies defended Rene Good, a left-wing activist who was killed after blocking the road during an ICE arrest. We've surged HSI officers there to focus on sex trafficking and child trafficking. It's so prevalent in Minnesota, it's horrific. And we brought dozens and dozens of those individuals to justice already. We're going to keep hundreds of HSI officers there to continue to protect those children. Every day we get another individual that committed sexual assault against a child, sodomy against a child. I can't believe that the mayor and the governor can defend allowing those street rioters to go out there and victimize more of our children and grandchildren, she said.